Dan, what were you going to say? What is it? What is
I was going to say, this is a very nice story about trading on something, and it comes from Neil Kenny in Crewe.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get to the point pretty quickly. He worked in
you see, like clockwork. Seriously, Pete, just think about a rehearsal. Just once in a year.
Actually, this is a letter from Jane Wan from Morecambe in Lancs about stepping on something. Now, she worked in a chip shop, which she knew to be absolutely ridden with mice.
Well, and apart from that, I think, and particularly a woman who goes to work in a chip shop, has got to weigh up the vinegar in the air and the spots must be just like forever. If you work in a chip shop, if anyone's working currently in a chip shop, I'm sorry to digress just for a second, Dan, but why start now? I was in a chip shop once, and I've told this story a few times, but I love this. And a fellow was in there, and he said, be a few minutes for the chips. He said, okay. And he put this huge, roadie, like, bunch of keys on the top of the thing and folded his arms on the counter. And he said, oh, that's hot, watch out. He said, okay, yeah. And he stood there. And then when the fellow handed him over the wrapped-up chips in the bag, his hand went, brushed his keys, which then fell over the other side of the counter and into the deep-fat fryer. Oh, yeah. And they were in there, and everyone looked at each other a while, and everyone said, well, the keys are going to suffer. And they had to get the big griddle thing and fish around for the... And they came out with a little bit of batter on them. And they said they'd have to let them cool down. Everyone stood there while they were on the griddle thing, and everyone looked at the said keys. And just like when they pinched the chips, they kept, oh, they're still very hot, still very hot. You don't want them back yet, sir. And he had to wait for his keys to come out of the griddle.
Pinching is one of the great arts, isn't it?
And I'm not sure, because they're obviously, you know, they must know by now. They do it day in, day out. 6 minutes, that's your chips, or whatever.
Anyway.
But they give it just a pinch. Yeah, sorry, Daniel.
Jane Wan is in a shop, working in a chip shop. She knows the shop to be infested with mice, but needless to say, all the members of the staff are sworn to secrecy about it, as you might imagine. The writing says here, there was mouse droppings in evidence in food cupboards, in the cooker drawer, etc., but nobody actually seen a live mouse then.
Sure.
So, it's a Friday evening, she is serving a row of customers, steps backwards, crunch under her foot. She looks down, and there is a baby mouse under her heel.
No.
Yep. She describes how it's a trail of blood coming out of its mouth.
Oh, please! No, they're not baby mice, by the way. They're so small mice.
She has stepped on a small mouse.
Yeah.
So what does she do in order to avoid the secret of the chip shop coming out? She starts to tow the mouse underneath the counter while busily squeezing chips and do what salt and vinegar on that and all that. One of the customers noticed the leg movement and says, what are you doing?
No!
What are you doing? Says one of the customers. And she says, thinking on her feet, she says, I'm putting a piece of cod that's fallen on the floor underneath the counter because if the boss sees that I've dropped on the floor, he will dock my wages.
Wow.
Unfortunately, this causes the crowd in the chip shop to get the bloke out. The manager, that's a disgraceful way to treat anybody.
So, is the wee rodent ever discovered? No.
That's as far as it gets. She just tells me that.
Just generally, which area of Britain is this letter from?
Lancashire.
It's somewhere in Lancashire. There is a chip shop where you get the odd dropping, but has anyone died yet? No. And it's just a lot of fuss about nothing. But if you're going for fish and chips tonight, you may want to say, was it you? Was it you? It wasn't a baby now.
I'm just very fond of the image of a slightly towing other.
Well, we're still obviously it's a winner. If you want to ring us up with what have you trod on, so far I think we may have covered everything.